Okay, a good Erev Shabbos once again. So, Shriva, you guys, we really get a sense of Yosef going back all the way to, Parshas Miketz, in Chacham and Avon Kamocha, Ish Asher Ruach Alokimbo, where Yosef's administrative skill, but coupled with his intensive sense of personal ethics. So, the Sforno is, highly active on this front. The Ramban really was the one, and some of us will talk about this Shabbos afternoon, who pioneered, this, what he calls Musar Shal Yosef. But a couple of highlights from the Aliyah, number one, and in Vayechalkel Yosef Esaviv Esachav Lechem Lefi Hataf. So it wasn't just that he took care of his brothers, and his entire family, but Lefi Hataf, the Sforno quotes in the Gemara Tainis, Yud Aleph, right, the people are Shriyim Bitsa'ar, a person has to be, shouldn't be Parish Midar Chayatzibor, a person has to be Sharei Bitzar himself. So it would be inappropriate, even though Yosef could have sustained his family, well beyond, what they absolutely needed. There was a point, and the point was that, it has to be stated and has to be respected that, people were suffering and there was a shortage of food. And if they already had, Metav Haaretz, Eretz Ramses, Eretz Goshen, that there were limits and, they had to be, in tune with the suffering of society at large. And that itself is a very important point of, Musar. The second point, Vayavei Yosef as a Kesef Beis HaParo, building off the Ramban and anybody else, we're dealing with trillions of dollars, so millions become, rounding errors. It's not even noticeable, but there are no slush funds. Vayavei Yosef as Kol HaKesef Beis HaParo. You have the, right, you see clearly that sense of integrity and honesty, the Sforno notes that, again, based on the Ramban's interpretation, that there were no Otsaros Kesef off on the side, that there was, total fealty to the person, his employer. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree in that regard. It's Yaakov HaTzadik and Yosef HaTzadik in that respect, as well. And then finally, just, Hayar at the end of the Parsha, that Yosef is able to establish a chok, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, out of Yom Hazeh, there's the Admas HaKohanim, but for everybody else, there's, the 80%, 20% split. And the Ramban has a lot to say about that as well, and how that reflects the chesed of Yosef. It's an inversion of the natural ratio of what you would expect, the workers to receive. It would only be a 20% clip, not an 80% clip, but be that as it may, right? Mitzrayim is a culture. Vayakom el chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yadas Yosef, chadamar v'chadamar, chadash mamish or nischad shuk zirosav, to establish a principle in Mitzrayim at hayom hazeh, something that, later dynasties, which always look to erase the past, that they're open to, that they recognize the wisdom of. So that's a testament, right? That's a testament to Yosef's singularity, his insight, his skill, his administrative skill. And it really is reflective of the extent to which Yosef was able to establish something in Egyptian culture for the long term, which, again, this isn't a society that reveres the past, that is inherently a small-c conservative society. This is a technological society. This is a progressive society in that sense of the term. So the idea that something would be kept as, part of the, the national ethos is a testament to the stature of Yosef, and Yosef's stature is, again, not just a reflection of his chachma and his ruach elokim and his tvuna, but, Musaro Shel Yosef as well, the ethics of the person, which are so outstanding.